Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
506 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, I guess at this point, 93 degrees. A couple of days from now, daytime high is going to be around 75 for a day or two, and then we'll start cycling back up a little bit, but that's going to be a nice little break, I think. I really do. I think it's going to be a nice little break. Bill Maher has once again, somehow, some way, wandered uncontrollably into the truth. It's fascinating with Maher, I think. Fascinating. He is upfront and vocal in saying, I was completely and totally wrong about the so-called Trump tariffs. Quote, look, the stock market is at record highs. I don't see a country in a depression at all. I would have thought, and I got to own it, that these tariffs were going to blank and sink this economy by this time, and they didn't. He, in fact, had said at some point, I guess back when President Trump was first coming into office, he had said by the 4th of July, the American economy would be in the toilet. But it's not. The latest deal, this time with the EU, if you were paying attention to it, this is a one-way deal, and it's a good one-way deal. It's good for us. European Union was looking for a lifeline, man. And they got it. They got it. All right, let's take a listen to a little Bill Maher.
I will always call it as I see it, no matter what it is, and I don't care who likes it or doesn't. That's my bond with the audience. It's worked for me pretty well. But it is, you know, in a way harder to do. But for just to take an example, tariffs. Now, I remember I, along with probably most people, were saying at the beginning, oh, you know, by the 4th of July, somebody had to think how the country was, the economy was going to be tanked by then. And I was kind of like, well, that seems right to me. But that didn't happen. Now, it could happen tomorrow. I'm just saying that's reality. So let's work first from the reality of that. Not from I just hate Donald Trump, because that's boring and doesn't get us anywhere and leads you to dishonesty. Because the truth is, I don't know what his strategy is. But look, the stock market is at record highs. I know not everybody lives by the stock market, but I also drive around. I don't see a gun. I see people out there just living their lives. And I would have thought, and I got to own it, that the that these tariffs were going to sink this economy by this time, and they didn't. So, you know, how do we deal with that fact? Because that's the fact.
Wow. It is the fact, isn't it? You want another fact? The Democrats' approval rating right now is at its lowest in history. Its lowest in history. The GOP has now gained standing on every single solitary major issue. Wow. Voters are now saying they prefer Republicans on every issue, even if they don't approve of President Trump or his style. Now, what does that mean? That means people are looking at reality just like Bill Maher is doing. Bill Maher is saying, okay, we got it. You hate Trump. We wrote it down. We're not going to forget. But what else have you got? And they don't seem to have anything. Now, bad news for Democrats means that's good news for a lot of other people. You want to hear another little piece of good news? Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU has announced they will no longer provide, quote, gender-affirming care to anyone under the age of 19. I, of course, still remember a number of hospitals throughout Virginia who told us they did not provide any, quote, gender-affirming care. But now UVA and Children's Hospital of Richmond of VCU announcing that that gender-affirming care they don't provide, well, they won't be providing it anymore. Okay. Gang, you're 19 years old and you decide you want to live your life this way or that way. That's your business. I'm not going to tell you that I think it's great, but I'm also not going to stand in your way. I mean, assuming now, just for the sake of this discussion, that you're not hurting anybody else. If you're hurting somebody else, yes, I will stand in your way. But if you decide, for whatever reason, you are a guy, but you prefer dressing like a woman or acting in a certain way, or dyeing your hair, or tattooing your face, or slicing your nose off. All right, well, I don't get it, but you do you, right? But if you're 9 years old, and somebody is saying, oh yes, you would be better off if we sliced a part of you off, now I got a problem with it. I got a big problem with it. We've had all this talk about so-called transgender for the last couple of years, right? Because it's a great distraction. It's a great distraction. But take a look at who was still on board with all of the transgender stuff. Virginia Democrats just think it's the greatest thing ever. Abigail Spamberger wants boys in your daughter's locker room. Ghazala Hashmi thinks that your daughter should lose her scholarship to a boy. Jay Jones is advocating for criminals and is totally on board with the idea that somebody should be able to, spend time in your daughter's bathroom at school, even though they're a boy and your daughter is, you know, a girl. So they're still on board with this. The rest of us are saying, no, it's something that's not good. It's just not good. Even among voters who disapprove of Trump's approach to certain policies, the GOP is still favored to lead. Here's an interesting number. Voters disapprove of Trump's handling of inflation by 11 points. Which is odd because we're not dealing with the problem of inflation anymore. But nonetheless, okay, so in this survey, voters disapprove of Trump's handling of inflation by 11 points, yet trust Republicans over Democrats on inflation by 10 points. And it repeats across a lot of other issues. In other words, hey, we don't necessarily love Trump, but we trust his team. We trust his party to govern and govern well for all of us. So I'll take that. I'll take that. Donald Trump's not running for any election ever again. That's it. He's done, correct? But I want to see these policies continue, that's for sure. Last ditch effort for the leftists, weaponizing the courtrooms. And for them, it's lucky that they have so many Obama appointees who are firmly convinced that they were, in fact, elected president instead of the president. Very latest is a district court judge who's now granted a preliminary injunction mandating Medicaid funding for all Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, even as litigation is continuing. Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about that for a second. Oh, and Stephen Colbert was the recipient of major public support. I'm going to give you those details in just a moment. Couple of things I need you to remind, I need to remind you of. Number one, I would love for you to please vote for The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. There are two ways for you to do it. You can go online, go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. You click on the tab that says entertainment, then click down to best afternoon radio show, and there you will see The Jeff Katz Show. You can also text. In fact, you can do one of each day right through Sunday. After you go online to go.richmond.com/the best, click on the entertainment tab, then click on best afternoon radio show. Then you will text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It does not feel quite as hot as it might otherwise feel, at least where I am, because the humidity is not terrible. And I don't necessarily want to say it out loud and tempt the weather poobahs, but at the moment, it's not terrible. It's tolerable. It's tolerable. Yeah, that's the deal. Have you ever tried to convince your spouse to do something, and they didn't really want to do it? Let me tell you what the situation is. Heidi, my lovely bride, is an amazing photographer, absolutely incredible photographer, and I have been telling her that for many, many years. But because I have told her that, she ignores me promptly. However, I would love for her to do some exhibits of her photos. And I have been asking around, and there are a couple of folks that say, we would be interested in having some of Heidi's photographs, maybe a full display, you know, like a full exhibit or something, or just a couple that people could see. And I just can't convince her that it's worth doing. Oh, no, better photographers than I am. They would laugh at them or they wouldn't like. And I said, well, who cares? And I just, for the life of me, cannot get her to acknowledge the fact that she's a really, really good photographer. And I just think other people should see her photos. And I cannot think of a good way, an effective way, that will get her to kind of change her mind just a little bit. Hey, I got just enough time here. Germ, I want you to give me the John Stewart cut number two, please.
Turn, but I know what I'm seeing. And I have a moral clarity about what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing, I think, as someone who was raised in Judaism, that's what taught me that this is wrong. What I'm seeing happening in Gaza is wrong. You know, we learn in Judaism, it's funny. You know, you learn that you're the underdog. That's kind of the history.
Right, right.
You know, I always looked at the chosen people as kind of a wry. You know, when you read the history of the Jews, you're like, you're the chosen people. And you want to say to God, like, if you could choose someone else. That would be nice. But what happens when David becomes Goliath? Yeah. And the responsibility there, is that what troubles you?
Yeah. I mean, our responsibility is to remember what was done to us. To remember what we would have wanted people around the world. I'm not saying that what's happening in Gaza is the equivalent of the Holocaust or anything like that. But what's happening in Gaza is bad enough.
Well, they're both buffoons. They're both clueless. And I'm going to try and figure out what their real problems are. And Dr. Keith Ablo will be with us moments from now. Maybe he can shed some light on that as well. I don't know. I have shared with you that I have seen over the years many who are in the Jewish community substitute left-wing ideology for actual faith, for actual religion. And I'm questioning whether that might in fact be what is going on right here, right now, with John Stewart and whoever the other guy was there. But hopefully Dr. Keith Ablo we'll have some insight on that. This could it be some sort of self-hatred? Maybe. Or maybe it is just as simple as a couple of guys there who really honestly do not know. They really honestly do not know what's going on. And they choose to believe some fanciful stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday evening. We just listened to that, I thought, rather bizarre clip from John Stewart, and I'm trying to make heads or tails of it, and I thought with my friend Dr. Keith Ablo joining us, I'd sort of pick his brain a little bit. So, Germ, before we bring the good doctor on, let's play that John Stewart clip again, because I want to hear what
Turn,
you're
but I know what I'm seeing. Turn, but I know what I'm seeing. And I have a moral clarity about what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing, I think, as someone who was raised in Judaism, that's what taught me that this is wrong. What I'm seeing happening in Gaza is wrong. You know, we learn in Judaism, it's funny. You know, you learn that you're the underdog. That's kind of the history.
Right, right.
You know, I always looked at the chosen people as kind of a wry. You know, when you read the history of the Jews, you're like, you're the chosen people. And you want to say to God, like, if you could choose someone else. That would be nice. But what happens when David becomes Goliath? Yeah. And the responsibility there, is that what troubles you?
Yeah, I mean, our responsibility is to remember what was done to us, to remember what we would have wanted people around the world. I'm not saying that what's happening in Gaza is the equivalent of the Holocaust or anything like that, but what's happening in Gaza is bad enough.
Except that's exactly what you guys are doing, and I think there's a lot to unpack there, but the good doctor, Dr. Keith Ablo, can certainly help us do that. Keith, good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me and sharing such a bizarre clip with me.
Well, if anybody's going to be able to help me analyze it, it's you. You'll notice the one thing I want to turn your attention to immediately, Keith, is that John Stewart doesn't say he's Jewish or he's a Jew. He says he was raised in Judaism. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but his more recent comments talking about being an atheist, I think, probably have something to do with that. But what do you hear there? Because he's claiming to be concerned with, quote, the starving children in Gaza, but ignores the fact there are 900 trucks loaded with supplies that Hamas won't let get through.
Well, he's ignoring that, and one would not normally think that it is rational to promote, you know, self-hatred among a people. For instance, if what he's trying to do is to cast doubt and to make the Jewish nation doubt itself for being Goliath by saying there are people who are starving, there's a war that's going on. It's tragic. I don't think that anyone in Israel, anyone really, would say, yes, we prefer, actually, that these children be in dire straits. And yes, he ignores the fact that this is being done by a terrorist group in order to try to leverage the suffering of those children. But also, he suggests that somehow this is the work of the Jewish nation of Israel. It's not the work of Israel. This is because they are defending themselves from horrific events and because a terrorist group runs that entity in Gaza. That's why, because that they can't sit idly by. It's not being aggressive and violent and terrible when you defend yourself.
Right.
I guess he misses that.
I guess, but you and I both know. I mean, you especially, because you are still north of the border in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. you and I both know, Keith, that sometimes our people are our own worst enemies, right?
Absolutely. There is some kind of psychological force that others can unleash inside us, but it's there in too many people of our faith who are ready to feel self-recrimination, who are not ready to defend themselves and who feel somehow in league with anyone who is suffering. Now, that's a beautiful thing in one way,
right.
But it is not meant to become self-reproach over suffering that it comes from defending oneself, standing for the truth, and not letting yourself be annihilated. The Jewish state, the Jewish people simply want to exist. Others want to remove them from the face of the earth. In defending oneself, and I always use this surgical metaphor, if you remove a cancer from your brain or body, it wouldn't really be rational to say, and we're grieving the margin, we're grieving the fact that we had to do this. Well, yes, of course, who wants to do surgery?
Right.
But to die instead is no solution.
Right.
And who are you dying to? To die to darkness?
Yeah.
To let the cancer spread? For whose benefit? Those children aren't dying because of Israel. They're dying because Israel was invaded in a horrific way and Israel's defending itself. And yes, sadly, terribly, people are suffering. Who would want that? What's the alternative, though? Suicide?
Well,
doesn't make sense.
Yes, it sure seems like that's the attitude, though, isn't it, though? That, well, can't you meet Hamas halfway, you know, instead of driving all the Jews into the sea? Couldn't half of you guys jump in the sea first? I mean, it is ludicrous on its face, and yet we hear it, we see it, it's over and over and over again. And I would offer that a guy like John Stewart is like a lot of modern secular American Jews who has substituted a left-wing ideology for actual faith.
Yes, exactly. I think that's exactly right, that he's coaxing others into a kind of self-doubt, self-hatred, wherein they would say, we are bad because we are willing to stand up. That makes us Goliath. Like, he's basically saying this very bizarre thing, which is, isn't the Jewish identity to be victims? Yeah. Weren't we supposed... Now, by the way, David slays Goliath.
That's right.
I mean, so he kind of messed up the metaphor. It's like, listen, John, in the story, David actually slays Goliath. And if you want to twist the story, you would say that somehow that was incredibly aggressive and wrong-minded of David.
Right.
But we don't agree, John. And, you know, your atheism might be one reason that you can't see that there is good in the world and there's evil in the world. And those who are seemingly captured, one might say through not because they embraced it themselves, whatever forces led them into darkness, into malignancy. Mm-hmm. Once you're there, unless there can be some kind of chemotherapy/therapy that can coax you back into rational thought and not wanting to be maniacally homicidal, then you have to go. And that's sad in a way because it causes suffering around you, but it isn't sad in and of itself. It's called taking needed action, sadly, but taking needed action.
Mm-hmm. Man. Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. Dr. Keith is a brilliant guy, and I'm always so happy when he's got time for us. Is it just the Jewish community that offers people up like John Stewart? Because I look around and I don't see any other groups that so willingly seem to say, oh yeah, over here, I'll be a victim. I don't get it.
I don't really get it otherwise. And yet when you look at things like gun ownership, I don't have the statistics, but I would bet that Jewish communities tend to be less gun owners than other communities. Why would that be? You would think that they should be more than other communities because they've been harassed, stalked, and people have tried to annihilate us.
Yeah.
And yet, it seems as though having all of those centuries of prejudice and hatred has almost made our people of our faith say, well, we're sorry to be so offensive. We didn't mean to be offensive. No, we're not. And we got to get out of that mentality and defend ourselves.
Is it sort of like the beaten spouse or Stockholm syndrome?
I think that's a very good theory that basically that our people may have come to say, well, you know, the best way to exist is to say little or less and not to be a thorn in anyone's side by not taking too much action. Be willing to absorb a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. That's our role. And we don't enforce morality or order. We don't defend ourselves. We have to shake off the tyranny of that mindset. Remember, in the Bible, you know, when Moses goes to Egypt, some pretty rough things happen to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He warns them.
Yep.
Israel's done that too. He warns them.
Yep.
But then the plagues come.
That's right.
And Moses isn't celebrating. There's no celebration. In fact, much to the contrary, but the plagues do come because Moses is not going to say, well, just stay shackled here.
Yeah.
We must have done something to be enslaved.
Mm.
And we shouldn't be going back there.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Well, I will share this with you, Keith. In, I think it's 12 days, I will be in Eretz Yisrael and
beautiful,
surrounded by I would dare say, Chavarim, who just see it a little differently than Jon Stewart does. Two things I need to do with you. First of all, in front of everybody, I want to thank you because when we started offering these special bracelets to benefit the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, immediately you sent me a note and said, hey, I'll take two. And you bought them. You were so kind to send me a photo today. And my friend Emily Morrissey just brings smiles wherever her bracelets go. So I'm glad to see that Newburyport in my other beloved Commonwealth is having the sun shine. And I want to give you the opportunity. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I want you to take just a couple of seconds here. Remind everybody about how you're helping people turn on the sleep switch. Because I'm telling people, but they're like, yeah, yeah. Let me speak to Ablo, because he actually knows where it is and which button I'm supposed to flick.
Well, I am wearing my bracelet, and thank you for making them available, Jeff. And I'm proud to wear it, so proud to wear it. I think it gives me strength. It may make me sleep better. The sleep switch, yes. If you go to sleepnow123.com, that's sleepnow123.com, sleep is like the final common pathway for a lot of things, like your glucose metabolism, your mood. There's every indication that it can relate to stem cells and whether they're released or they're not, and those can rejuvenate you. But you need to know just what to do in order to encourage sleep to happen. And we've created a program called the Sleep Switch. It's a book, but it's also some multimedia materials that are free that you can get at sleepnow123.com. And then if you want a supplement to help, you go to 4greatsleep.com, the number 4greatsleep.com. These are all natural. They're made in the United States of America, a very nice country indeed. And so I'm spreading the word.
You are indeed. Well, Keith Ablo, I always appreciate you joining us to spread the word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We love what you do, and we love having you here, and we'll look forward to chatting again very soon. That is my friend, Dr. Keith Ablo. I'll make sure all the links are up. You really do need to check out the information that is available. Check out how you can turn on that sleep switch, how you can take advantage of some of the natural supplements that are being created right here in the United States. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday. Man, that's it, huh? Wow. I've been not distracted, but, I've got medication. My bathroom, the counter in my bathroom looks a little bit like your local CVS. And, in fact, my local CVS was out of one of the medications that I take every single solitary day, three times a day, and will for the rest of my life. I mention that because they were out of it. What does that mean? I've been in really bad pain for the last 2 days, but I just got the best text in the history of texts. And it's from my local CVS. Your prescriptions are ready. It's sort of like winning the lottery. I wish it were a little bit better than winning the lottery, but, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, I promise you, tomorrow, I will hopefully, fingers crossed, be feeling that much better. We got great stuff coming up tomorrow. We're going to get sort of an update, if you will, taking a look at what's coming up in the election. Look, we are at this point less than 100 days away from the general election. But remember, there's early voting that begins pretty doggone soon. So we will talk about that. Thursday, Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us. We'll talk about his new book, How to Stay Safe in Your Own Home. Don't forget, I would love for you to please text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. Make the Jeff Katz Show, once again, the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. Tomorrow morning, 7:35, I join another great radio show, Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.